Authorities continue to remain on the ground throughout central North Carolina. That is Border Protection authorities. And Senator Greg Meyer is the Senate Democrat who represents Senate District 23 in the General Assembly. And he joins us now. Senator, how are you?
Hey, Jeff. Good to be back with you.
Good to talk to you. What have you heard from your constituents today?
A lot of fear. A lot of fear. A lot of people who are keeping kids home from school. A lot of people who stayed home from work when I'm thinking about immigrant communities. Some of those folks, certainly undocumented immigrants, but I've also heard from a lot of people that are citizen immigrants who are saying to me, do I need to take my passport with me? How do I demonstrate that I'm a citizen? I've heard from small businesses about what are we supposed to do if we have employees who don't come to work. A lot of fear.
Sounds like it's a lot of chaos, too, and it sounds like jobs are being shut down. Services aren't being provided to people as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty amazed at how quickly this shock tactic that the federal government uses can shut down a community. You know, when you take a significant number of people out of the workforce, you end up with pretty direct economic impacts right away. And, you know, yesterday we heard in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, schools, they had 21,000 kids who stayed home. I would assume that we'll probably see some numbers out of our local schools in the next couple of days. I mean, this is a real intrusion in a way that has real direct harms far beyond anything that the federal government is claiming that they're intending to do.
Have you had any direct feedback from federal officials or any communication with them at all?
I have not. I mean, we knew that they were going to come to this area because they communicated it to the Department of Public Safety, but even the communications I had with the State Department of Public Safety said that Customs and Border Patrol doesn't provide them with very much information, that there are things that they wish they knew so that they could do their jobs that are not being told to them by the federal officials. I mean, it's quite clear from what you've seen in other cities, including Charlotte, that there is an element of this that they really want to have an approach. Everything that they're doing seems to have an element of shock and surprise and secretiveness, from their masks to the way that they're just kind of patrolling the streets in Durham today. They're really using this random, secretive, attacking presence, and it sows a lot of fear.
And I actually heard about one school in downtown Durham that's predominantly Hispanic, and aside from a few students here and there, and they weren't sure exactly what to do in this situation because they weren't sure about what was going to happen and if they would be treated, you know, fairly. And obviously, they were concerned about their safety. Have you heard other feedback from school children and their parents?
We may have heard from the same school. Right before I got on the phone with you, I got a call from someone who was concerned about a school in Durham and wondering what advice to give them. And, you know, traditionally, there's not been immigration enforcement activities at schools or churches, but we've seen enforcement at both of those locations just in Charlotte in the last few days. And so it's not clear what to tell people at those locations.
In regards to policing immigration, and there are a lot of different ways. There are those who felt that Joe Biden did not handle it the way he should, and this was a reaction by President Trump that's very swift and perhaps leans too far the other way. What discussions have you had with other state and federal leaders regarding proper enforcement of immigration, and what have you heard that makes you think could be handled in a more positive way?
Yeah, I mean, look, absolutely. I think everyone at this point believes that we need a federal answer to our immigration concerns. Mine would be to give a legal way for people to pay a significant fine and over a certain number of years demonstrate their acclimation to living in the United States, speak the language, pass the citizenship test, pay maybe $10,000 a person, and then over 5 to 10 years, you're able to have at least a legal working status here and put hopefully a path towards becoming a citizen if you want to keep your family here and contribute. If we did that at $10,000 a person, we would raise billions of dollars that we could put into investing in our communities rather than all of this money that we're spending on enforcement and scaring people. I mean, the budget for ICE and Border Patrol now is larger than at least one branch of the military, and it's just being used in ways like what we're seeing here. I can't believe people sign up to terrorize communities like this. Like, we should all be working to build stronger communities and make our communities a safer place, not headed in this direction.
How much have immigrant communities become an essential part of areas that you represent?
Well, I mean, I think it's true in just about every area of North Carolina, and if not the whole country now. I mean, you can go eat in any kind of restaurant. There's probably a Mexican or a South American cook back there cooking your food. There's a house being constructed next to my house as we speak. I can pretty much guarantee that they're going to be using immigrant labor, and probably have been already. And there are major sectors of our economy that we depend on having an adequate labor force. That's why I think we need to have a way to give them a legal path to working here and a legal path to being citizens here, and not be running terrorist operations that make them feel like they have to stay home.
Senator Greg Meyer from the Orange County area. Orange County represents District 23 that includes Caswell, Orange, and Person counties. Greg, it's always great talking to you here on the program. Hope you're doing well, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.